As a group, African-American men tend to vote less frequently than many other Americans. In Philadelphia, there's a project trying to turn that trend around by recruiting barbers to help. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports.
Hey, my man. Leroy Robinson Jr. owns a barber shop in West Philly, and he's been trimming heads for 40 years.
My father's a barber, my brother is a barber, and here I am.
He says the best part of his job is talking to his customers about everything.
Oh, we talk about a number of things. We go from sports to politics to relationships to just all around fun.
Robinson is part of a project trying to get barbers like him to focus more on politics in this election year. The project is called Sharp Insight, and it's the brainchild of a guy named Durwood Beale. A former rapper turned local nonprofit director, Beale has been doing outreach work in barbershops for about 20 years because they're the ideal place to reach men of color of all ages.
You can catch people who are quote unquote, you know, from different backgrounds, you know, different beliefs, because barbershops are considered a safe place.
Now, with the help of a $250,000 grant from the Knight Foundation, Beale is trying to get barbers themselves to give out information with the goal of getting more black men to the polls.
So good morning, everybody, and welcome. Thank you all for being here.
Beale and one of his partners, Steve Vassar, have started training barbers to give out election information to their customers. And as Vassar explains, that information has to be nonpartisan.
We're not interested in party, whether a person is Democrat, Republican, socialist, the rent too damn high. None of that matters to us. What matters is that black men are participating more in the civic life in Philadelphia.
But some barbers, like Samir Wise from Germantown, say voting could be awkward to bring up with their clients.
I was really sitting there thinking, like, how many people really ask about these questions? And I don't really get many. Like, voter registration, zero.
Some barbers, especially those in poor neighborhoods, say it's hard to talk about elections when their customers have saved up money for a haircut to help them get a job, but they haven't eaten a solid meal for several days. Or if they have felony convictions and aren't sure they can vote. Some barbers have admitted they don't even cast a ballot. Beale says this feedback has shifted the project somewhat away from voting to helping the barbers encourage their clients to become more involved in their communities by attending meetings or volunteering.
And we said, you know, all of these things that you're telling us, most of them are influenced by civic engagement. So when you talk to them, you can talk to them, explain to them how, in order to have more opportunities around jobs, we have to talk to our elected officials to find out what's out there.
Beale wants to get more men of color to connect those dots by harnessing the power of conversation barbers already have.
Black men have to help other black men, and it starts from there. If we can do that, then they can help their families.
To measure the impact of the project, Beale's team is surveying the participants before and after the barbers start giving out information. The surveys will test the barbers and their clients on their civic knowledge with questions like whether they voted in last year's election, which local congressman is under federal indictment, and who the mayor of Philadelphia is. Beale's goal is to get the data to prove barbers like Leroy Robinson can get more black men civically engaged. Robinson is confident it'll work. He says barbershops have always been about more than just a trim.
We had a gentleman come in here about maybe a half an hour ago. He didn't come here for a haircut. He came here for some advice. So it's not a big issue. It's just what we do. If you're a barber, you've been doing this all your life.
So far, Beale has recruited 49 barbers and hopes to get to 60. He estimates the project could reach at least 2,000 black men over the next 6 months. I'm Katie Culinary, WHYY News.